This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reported, according to the 2010 census, around 89% of Hialeah residents speak Spanish as their first or second language, and more than 94% identify as Hispanic or Latino. That's why the now-fired Taco Bell employee who couldn't take an order in English, the United States native tongue, probably felt like she had done nothing wrong.
She tried me on purpose. You see this?
Yeah.
Right. Ma'am, so no house. Nobody here speak English. Nobody in the back speak English. So you can't take my order. You won't understand what I'm saying? But you speak something, though. Yeah, but I'm want to order food.
No, no hay nadie que hable inglés.
Yo.
Mi vida. Tengo carro atrás.
No, I want to order. You're not going to tell me to leave and I want to order.
En la 29, 29 Avenue.
She called the police. I'm trying to order and she's telling me I can't order because she don't speak English. Who's wrong? What did I do wrong? I'm trying to order.
Se pueden mover, por favor. Tengo orden atrás.
Okay, but I want to order food.
No, hay nadie que hable inglés. Te puedes mover, por favor.
Hialeah, Florida could be regarded as a relocated Cuba. The city has the highest percentage of Cubans and Cuban Americans in the United States. It is vitally important that Americans understand the level of non-assimilation we are facing in the United States. Significant portions of our own country are becoming increasingly foreign.
No, no quiero. No, no, no,
no. One, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, the main.
No, más fácil. Que ellos no entienden el menú.
That doesn't make any sense to me. This is not making any sense, and this is not right.
Señorita, se puede mover,
por favor? I'm not talking to you. She doesn't want to help me because she don't speak English. But you know the menu. You work here, so you would know what I'm talking about if I say I want number six on the menu. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you just don't completely shut me out because you don't speak English. That's not fair. You understand what I'm saying. So if I say I want another six on the menu, you can put that on the computer and take my order. Don't tell me you can't take my order because you don't speak English.
No comprendo.
And look at, she still says she don't understand. That's crazy. It's okay. I'm going to take down the store number. I'll be here tomorrow. What's your name?
Luisa.
Luisa. Okay. I'll be here tomorrow, Luisa.
Okay.
As bizarre an incident as this was, it isn't uncommon when our border continues to be overwhelmed and there are roughly 12.5 million illegal aliens, transforming once proud cities like Hialeah, Florida, into the third world countries they left behind.
And out in nearby Dearborn, where the Rouge River runs into the Detroit River, you can see the largest automobile plant in the world.
Michigan had over 10 million foreclosures. That's a lot. I mean, there's in the suburban area, there's only 6 million people living here. It just affected everybody. The millions of people that were living the American life, those jobs went to people that owned factories in foreign countries. And everybody was afraid to say recession, depression, just like they're afraid to say radical Islamic terrorists.
God bless Donald Trump. Let's make America great again.
Just straight up, do you think the president should right now end this policy of separating families?
You know, I think you're wrong there. It is a law, and the law needs to be enforced. Regardless, if we don't like the law, we can't decide which law we're going. As far as if you come across that river illegally, you're subject to arrest and the prosecution, and you will get arrested and you will get prosecuted. We've had this situation going on for 4 years now, and for some reason we haven't fixed it. I don't think you can necessarily blame it on one administration or the other. It started under one and it's continuing under another. It hasn't been fixed, and it needs to be fixed.
John Bound reporting.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Thursday, the 20th day of September 2018. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have huge breaking news on the Kavanaugh nomination. Suddenly last night, his accuser began to come out and say that she didn't want to testify to Congress. She wants an FBI investigation. When you can't have an FBI investigation, it's not a federal issue. There's no statute of limitations. But I guess they could create a new special counsel just outside of law and do whatever they want. They've already done it. Why not? And so now Senator Grassley and others have said, okay, if you don't do that, we're going to go to the full vote on Monday. You tell us by Friday when you're going to testify next week. You're not going to block this. You do it. Now, I wonder why she did that. I just got information from a national source, very credible, I'm not going to name, extremely credible, that Christine Blasey Ford was an absolute crazy maniac in college, and that the information that is in these yearbooks is, as you'd expect, a precursor of what was to come. You have to go read it for yourself. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. Her high school yearbooks were removed from the Internet. Copies were then found by researchers, but they were heavily redacted. In some cases, whole pages blacked out. And she's mentioned in the very pages where a young woman appearing to be her, same bone structure, same face, is scantily clad, slutted out. But regardless, the women, period, are dressed like Playboy bunnies, playmates. They are wearing maid outfits, bent over, wearing bunny rabbit ears. They describe male escorts coming and dancing in golden G-string thongs. They describe dressing in blackface, making fun of black people, making Hitler jokes. It is insane. And all these articles on the racism and the sexism and the blackout culture, where they say, oh, I don't remember anything. Oh, we love it. And they talk about Christine, who they call Christy, loving to blackout, loving to have a great time, and the girls running out and blocking the beach highway and picking up adult men to take them back to their condo, and how the guys blacked out. Oh, we all blacked out with a bunch of guys. Oh, we blacked out again. We blacked out. And I guess that way younger women think it's like, I remember being in high school, some girls like dragging you in their bedroom at a party or whatever, and they like kind of lay there, and I'm like, I'm not doing this. Oh, no. Get back on top of me. Anybody who grew up in the 80s, I think, has experienced that. The 80s were pretty wild. And I guess that goes on, but that's a younger immaturity thing where the girl's aggressive, she wants you to be in bed with her, but she wants some weird plausible deniability. Well, I never wanted to have sex with a sack of potatoes or a zombie, and so I never did that. But that was the thing that went on.
And it's incredible. And you're reading this, and it's like giving me flashbacks.
Oh, we all went to this party with a bunch of college guys, and we all blacked out. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun the next morning. Oh, my God, what we did last night was, woo, we really blacked out.
But she says she remembers Kavanaugh doing this, but her eyewitness says none of it happened. So no wonder she's pulling this back. But what I've said is, Kavanaugh cannot let this happen. He can't just let him put it out there and then she withdraws her testimony that puts this cloud over his confirmation in the future. He needs to march into Congress with big old blown up screenshots of what was quoted and comments about her and liking to black out and being drunk and the partying and how she was a party girl. Because this is her at the time she said she ran into Kavanaugh. If you go to mainstream news, just go anywhere and type her name in. It'll show her in like 6th or 7th grade, real sweet. Oh, hey. They don't show you the young, wild woman in the high school photos. So, what's coming out, ladies and gentlemen, is more of this, because I have sources. And again, getting into what happened out at Stanford. That you think she was wild in high school? And see, that's why the Dems said, man, she's willing to do it. But man, her stories have got a lot of holes in it. Wait till the last minute, roll it out. And everyone will say, oh, can't question a woman, can't do this. Even though she's Democratic Party operative, even though it's incredibly obvious, even though she works for a big pharma company. There's another big report I'm going to be getting back to in the next segment. I actually left it in my office with her incredible ties to Big Pharma. So that's going to be coming up. But first, let me just do this. What do you think Kavanaugh should do? How big is this? They're using this to distract from the jobless numbers. Claims are the lowest in 49 years for the third straight week. The economy is set to be announced the next month to be at 4.8% growth rate. It's all amazing. So, let's not be too confident as all of this comes out. What are they going to pull next? They have another woman ready? And the minute that woman pops up, we've got to be out there looking at their background, who they are, what they've said, what they've done to impeach them. This is all as clear as the sun coming up in the morning. But are they going to wait till just the day before the vote so there's no way to check them? And by then they would have already expunged everything. Because they got around to getting rid of her high school annuals only 3 days ago. When they learned people were asking questions about what was in them. And a little bird told me they are getting access and have access and are scanning the unredacted annuals right now. And they say, if you think what's not blacked out's bad, you're about to find out why it's blacked out. And then Kavanaugh needs to erase that. How dare this person, erasing her record, when my record's not erased and I have a good record, say this about me when I've never met her. And now she wants to put the charge out and then not let me face my accuser. That's wrong. And that violates due process. And that's a fraud. And then the Democrats will start learning that when they attack and tell these lies, we're going to strike back. And we're not going to put up with it. Because Feinstein admitted to the San Francisco Chronicle over a month and a half ago on July 29th that she had been sitting on this and stewing this and getting this ready. That's right out of the San Francisco Chronicle. So here's the toll-free number to join us on this issue, on the economy, 47 days out. What do you think the globalists are going to pull? What are your concerns? But it's the midterms, Kavanaugh. What do you make of this bombshell? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. Let's go out to break, though, with the president breaking it all down.
John said that they really don't do that. That's not what they do. And now, they have done supposedly 6 background checks over the years as Judge Kavanaugh has gone beautifully up a ladder. He's an incredible individual, great intellect, great judge, impeccable history in every way. I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the four, it should have been brought up long ago. And that's what you have hearings for. You don't wait till the hearing is over and then all of a sudden bring it up. When Senator Feinstein sat with Judge Kavanaugh for a long period of time, a long, long meeting, she had this letter. Why didn't she bring it up? Why didn't she bring it up then? Why didn't the Democrats bring it up then? Because they obstruct and because they resist. That's the name of their campaign against me. They just resist and they just obstruct. And frankly, I think they're lousy on policy, and in many ways they're lousy politicians, but they're very good on obstruction. And it's a shame because this is a great gentleman with.
And that's exactly what all of the internal Veritas documents coming out, with all these bureaucrats and socialists and globalists in the government.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
We'll be right back.
live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Show. We're 47 days out from this historic election. Historic is putting it mildly. The economy's turning around in so many ways because globalism was designed to suppress us. Kavanaugh is such a key nominee because they want a bunch of leftists that will confiscate the Second Amendment, that will overturn basic capitalism. We see all these candidates going communist, going socialist. Kavanaugh is not perfect, but he is light years better than some of the people he is going to be replacing. That's my view. But again, look, I'm a libertarian, live and let live type guy. And, you know, I have a very, very conservative lifestyle these days in my life. But when I was in high school and college, I was pretty wild. So I don't look at people like Kavanaugh's accuser and hate her because, according to her school yearbooks, she was quite the tart. At least she was behaving and acting like a piranha-like slut. But what is it about all these leftist women then that use sex as a weapon and then point it at whoever they want? And as a psychology professor, she's got a zero rating, out at Stanford. And her own students hated her. And now she wants to come out and make unsubstantiated, unproven claims. Her own eyewitness says none of it happened. It's not true. Now she doesn't want to testify. She just wants to leave the lie out there and not have Kavanaugh be able to respond to it. It's outrageous. So I don't judge Christine Blasey Ford for drunken parties in high school and the things they describe. I do blame the parents. I mean, adult male strippers with golden thongs dancing in front of 15, 16, 17-year-old girls, that's perverted. That's sick. And you've got all the, you know, racist talk. We've got a Don Salazar with a big article about to go up on Infowars.com. In fact, it may be up there right now. We should check. I know it was minutes ago about to go up. These are things that need to be looked at because this woman who has a bad record at college, a bad record with her students and ratings, a record of being a Hillary minion, a record of being vindictive, a record for having all these problems, we're supposed to just believe her 36 years later, have the whole corporate media embrace her. And then have her not show up and testify because she wants an FBI investigation when there's no such thing. Here's some of the ratings. Rate my professor, 0.0. And here's some of those ratings. I've just seen you guys putting it up on screen a lot, so I figured that's what you wanted. But yeah, there you go. Oh, it's a zero because even the reviews themselves have now been scrubbed completely. It's simply amazing. The establishment is going in and just censoring everywhere. The censorship isn't just ending with me, folks. It's a total culture of leftists trained and prepared to murder the truth, to murder justice. She works for a big, giant, big pharma company. And that's what she's doing. In fact, here's the article right now. We posted it on Infowars.com. It's from Mike Adams at NaturalNews.com. Kavanaugh accuser Christine Ford exposed for ties to Big Pharma abortion pill maker. Efforts to derail Kavanaugh is plot to protect abortion industry profits. And I totally agree with Mike Adams' analysis. She's a huge lobbyist for it, pushes for it. She's written a whole bunch of papers trying to get it approved. She's on the payroll of it. And now we understand that they think Kavanaugh won't support the morning after pill, as you've seen the media, they claim he won't. And that's what this is really about, is cold, hard money and population reduction. Isn't it always about that every time? That's amazing. So we're going to look more at that coming up. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX. We've got a lot of people that are holding here that want to talk. The first person I'm going to go to is Brad in Pennsylvania. Brad, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. And obviously, great job covering this story. Again, it's always the same, as you point out. And most people don't get it unless you're paying attention. But they always throw up a smokescreen like, oh, you know, in this case, he supposedly groped her, which we don't know. But I seriously doubt it based on everything you're throwing out there. And it's,
well, sure. 36 years later. the way she now won't come out and testify. She works for Big Pharma. She loves Hillary. She works for the Democrats. We've got all these witnesses. You've got her when back when she says she's this little sweet girl, so scared. Meanwhile, you go to the yearbooks, they talk about her like she was one of the biggest maniacs in the school.
Stinks to high heaven, and you're exactly right. I'm older than you are, about 10 years, so... back then, the culture, I mean, it sounds, that could have been my yearbook, not personally me, but I mean, I know exactly what you were saying. You know, things were wild back then in certain respects, so.
Oh, even by the late 80s, if the cops caught, you know, you at a party with a bunch of beer, they wouldn't really do anything, and this is just what went on, exactly. So I read this, but the male strippers, though, for high school girls, I've never heard of that.
Well, no, but they might be bigger, you know, more money in that town she's from or whatever. So,
well, it's a super ultra rich area. She's definitely an elitist.
And you're exactly right. This is totally Feinstein cooked this up with her. She's a big lawyer. She's working for Big Pharma against the fact that you brought that out against, you know, the abortion issue. I mean, it's this stinks to high heaven. She's got to be lying or. They just cooked this up.
Well, here's the bigger news. Why are they suddenly wanting to pull her testifying? I think it's because all this is coming out, and they know there's even more there.
Yeah, and you said they wiped her social media. That's a smoking gun right there, too. I mean, these people are crazy, and most of us, you know, the conservatives, we're on the defensive. Why, I don't know, but in the media, we're always on the defensive.
Let me ask you that question. Don't you think the hearing should go ahead and Kavanaugh should get his name back? Just because she makes the accusation doesn't show up at court doesn't mean you don't show up. I think you need to march in, put big projections of her up, have her classmates about how wild she was, college people, and how she's a Democrat, how she works for Big Pharma. I think we bring it all out.
No, it's a great idea, but do you think that's going to happen? I seriously doubt that's going to happen. But it'll be great to see how this plays out, but it's cuckoo land, man. You know, you deal with it every day.
Let me ask you this. Why do you think they brought somebody this shoddy out, a Democratic operative, an abortion company operative, somebody with this wild of a past? Because there's more about to come out, believe me. I just talked to some national folks. What do you make of why the Democrats are this desperate? Is it just Trump derangement syndrome?
Well, no, I think it's they just want whatever they can do to block it. And like you said, they waited to the last minute. I mean, you're all over this, Alex. This is you're brilliant on this.
Oh, no.
You're right. Waited to the last minute. You're trying to block it. You know, whatever they can do to stop it, they'll probably interrupt the hearings if they go ahead with it. They're going to do some more shenanigans during the hearings. You know they will.
Oh, there'll be women there going, you rapist, rape, 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 when they're not even accusing him of rape. 36 years ago, there's no proof. Her eyewitness says it didn't happen. Now she wants an FBI. It's like having an FBI investigation of the crucifixion of Christ. It's not their jurisdiction. There's no area to do it because of statute of limitations. It's clearly political. It's done in the 11th hour. It's what Trump said. He was the real genius here. Why, when Dianne Feinstein had Kavanaugh in the hot seat for hours, weeks ago, did she not raise this? Because she was sitting on it premeditatedly. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The entire hoax of Christine Blasey Ford's high school years, that she was this wonderful little choir girl, little sweet church girl, is all going up in flames as the high school annuals come out and show the most crazy culture of rich kid adult male dancers dancing in G-strings in front of young women, blackface parties, talk about getting drunk, blackout drunk, in the school annual. I'm talking about Chrissy, as Christine was known, being a leader in all of this, and photos and articles that mention her and appear to be her, scantily clad in sexual provocative positions. And again, imagine if this was Judge Kavanaugh and one of his yearbooks. Why, it'd all be over. But it's her. So even though this has been out for hours, no coverage of it. There's a Gateway Pundit article. There's a Cult of the First Amendment.blogspot.com article. But see, because we still have chivalry in this country, even though women engage in political operations, women engage in deception, women engage in all this, we know they do. They're in a man's world. We still sit back as men and go, okay, we're not going to say anything. But see, the big telltale sign is what she said. She's looking at withdrawing testimony last week, and Senator Grassley and others have said, you must tell us by Friday, that's tomorrow, or you're not going to be in hearings. We're not going to delay this if you won't come. But see, I think Kavanaugh needs to go and talk about this, even if she doesn't show up. Let her lawyer show up and put up the school annual on the screen and talk about the Democratic Party connections, and then talk about the really big news that's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com that we're going to cover now and then go to your phone calls. Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey exposed for ties to Big Pharma. Abortion pill maker efforts to derail Kavanaugh as a plot to protect abortion industry profit, says Mike Adams at NaturalNews.com. Story is also Infowars.com. Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford, who claims without any evidence that Kavanaugh improperly touched her at a drunken party while in high school, turns out to have an abortion pill pharmaceutical company called Contracept Therapeutics. Major ties to it. This discovery brings to light an obvious conflict of interest in Blasey's story, revealing that she works for a pharmaceutical company that manufactured an abortion pill drug whose profits could be strongly impacted by future Supreme Court decisions on abortion rights. And it's called Corcept Therapeutics, manufactures and markets an abortion pill drug called Mifepristone. And Christine Blasey Ford is a co-author of at least 8 published scientific papers produced by this pharmaceutical giant to promote its pills. You can see Blasey's name listed on several publications at the website for the company. Corcept Therapeutics, Inc. is a $166 billion market cap company. Stock symbol CORT reportedly has current annual sales of $216 million. The company offers just one drug, which is widely known as the abortion pill, RU486. Many drugs have multiple uses, and its brand name, Korlym or Corcept, is currently marketed by the company for the treatment of Cushing's syndrome. And then it goes on. The FDA-approved drugs is frequently prescribed off-label, meaning doctors prescribe it in conditions that it's never been approved to treat. It is well known throughout the medical industry that doctors routinely prescribe the drug to terminate unwanted pregnancies. It is a covert abortion drug, in other words, which she's been promoting its open use for. Sponsored solutions for CWC Labs, the heavy metals test kit, allows you to test almost anything for 20-plus heavy metals and nutritive minerals, including lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium, aluminum, and more. You can test your own hair, vitamins, well water, garden soil, pet hair, beverages, and others. And then it just goes into talking about testing the pill. If Kavanaugh were to be confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court and be part of the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, it would make the prescribing of the drug for abortion illegal, directly impacting the bottom line profits of a company for which Christine Blasey Ford works. And it goes on for page after page after page with the documents and how she works closely with the company and is a paid consultant with the company and someone who puts out PR and political papers and psychological papers for the company. Now, let's go ahead and go to your calls here in a moment. In fact, I'll just go to calls, start of the next segment. So we'll be looking at that information as it unfolds as well. I have a lot of new information coming here onto the broadcast desk as we go. And so we'll be looking at all of that as well. I'm going to go to break and try to come back and bang out a lot of these calls. So just each caller, be ready with your point. I'm going to move on to the next person. I'll never get to any of you. And then we also have Laura Loomer coming on for a few segments. She's broken some big information that deals with Congressman Keith Ellison and the fact that there are these allegations of sex assault and improprieties by him. But instead of having something 36 years old, we have something a year old. Medical reports of abuse. So the Democrats ignore Bill Clinton. They ignore Islamic raping and terror. They ignore any real crime. But what they then do is construct these pipe dreams from highly compromised Democratic political operatives, extreme professors, on the payroll of big drug companies that are directly threatened by Judge Kavanaugh being on the Supreme Court, to then create a story that can never be confirmed nor denied, and then as soon as she would actually have to testify, she pulls back because she knows she'll be caught in the crosshairs and has already claimed that witnesses that saw it have later then not seen it. So her story is beyond impeached. And I just go back to this because they're going to continue to try this over and over again. If we can get Kavanaugh in and then one more Supreme Court justice that will actually follow the Constitution, it is a devastating victory against the globalists. Now, that said, my friends, we are funded by listeners like you. And if you don't buy the products, George Soros, the Democrats, the globalists will be able to shut us down. And time again, they have accurately tracked InfoWars back to the place where we have a big enough grassroots audience of great people like you that our articles, our stories, our guests, our information, our breaking news is able to punch through the mainstream corporate media and really have a big effect. So that's why it's more important than ever you realize we need your financial support or we won't be here, and we make it easy. Now, X2 is the purest iodine that you can find on the market out there. There's so many other different types that, quite frankly, don't even really do anything for you because they pass through your body. This is pure iodine, atomic iodine, in a palm oil solution. It's very hard to get from the oil companies who get it between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. We can't renew the contract right now. Who knows how long it'll be, so I've broken the contract. And this is the last run of X2. I hope to have a better X2 or another system in the future. We're researching that, and we hope we're close to it. But for a sure thing, we want to be stocked up on this amazing product that has 6,129 reviews, a 98% review rate by Power Reviews. You really should go read the review for yourself and then stock up on X2. It's a total win-win because when you buy the products, you're not just getting great products, you're also funding this operation. So thank you all for your support. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So think about InfoWarsStore.com today. Get your X2. While it's still 25% off, it's starting next week. It's going to go back to regular price. So last chance to get X2 25% off. It'll be last chance, period, ahead of that at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Got some other big specials that are about to end as well. We also have free shipping on the site and a lot more.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
From the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones. Here I come again now, baby,
back again. All right, we're going to your phone calls right now. And then coming up next hour, just went live on Infowars.com. Kavanaugh Accusers, your book, revealed rampant racism at elite school. All-night benders, alcohol-induced amnesia appear to be the norm at Christine Blasey Ford's high school. So there you go. And again, when you've got these racist, weirdo elitists, they know how to use race and sex to control. They work for Big Pharma. They're predators. And that's who she is, the queen of the abortion pill, the propagandist for RU486. Send your babies to the bottom of the Davy Jones locker. She sees Kavanaugh trying to save those babies. And now the rest is history, but she's withdrawing her testimony now. Will she dare show up in court with all this information coming out on her? The clock is ticking, but Grassley says that she's already talking about withdrawing. If she doesn't give them an answer by tomorrow, it's off. And their bluff is over. Another big victory. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Benny. Benny, thanks for holding. You're on the air from California.
Hey, Alex. Good to hear from you, brother. And I do want to make a point about this whole Kavanaugh thing. I think it's silly, Alex. I'm 35 years old. If I could look back between I was 14 and 17 years old, my junior, my high school, we had these things called ditching parties. We used to ditch school, go to somebody's house, take booze, take marijuana, take cigarettes, music, and have a good time. These are our best time, our best years.
Hey, I ditched class, too. You go to somebody's house where the parents were out of town, or you go out in the field, and I've been there, brother. In fact, ditching parties are the best.
Remember, we should play ditch, spin the bottle, kissing, you know, here, there. I think nobody went with that mentality, oh, I'm going to go rape. Nobody has that mentality at that age. I mean, I think it's kind of silly after 30-something years. But I think it's good because even my...
Well, I mean, it's usually the teenage girls that want to play spin the bottle.
Exactly. Yes, it's exactly. And I feel you. I'm 100% on board with this. And it's good because even my left-leaning friends are starting to see the lunacy of the left. Like, they can't even believe it because we exchange stories. We go way back to our era and try to, like, compare it to what's going down. And they're like, you know what? This is getting out of hand. Outrageous. This is silly.
Well, exactly. And then to say 36 years ago they were drunk and he fell on her, so that's assault. And then he probably wasn't even at the party. She's just making it up. And then you get her yearbook, and it looks like she was the captain of the sluts. Which, you know, that's great. Give her a medal, whatever. The point is, she looks like, it appears she was like the captain of the sluts, but now she says Kavanaugh, with no proof, groped her. I mean, why do you think she's saying she may not testify now?
Because they're starting to see it's not working, Alex. Everything they try to do, it backfires, it crumbles. We keep on winning. Like Trump, President Trump said, we're going to continue to win. That's all. So we just got to let this...
I hope you're right, Benny. Absolutely. Well, this is falling apart, too. God bless you. Benny makes some great points. I'm not bragging about high school, either. But I got a text by another national talk show host. He goes, man, this yearbook's making me miss the 80s. I mean, nowadays, like, they tell girls and boys they can't hold hands or that nobody can hug. Or it's like this other extreme, and I'm not saying it was good to have drunken parties in high school, but now it's turned into this whole new thing where it's like rape. And it's getting crazy, folks. And the people leading it are like the most wild people there are. And it's Hillary Clinton who protected pedophiles and protected her husband, and she's the leader of protecting women? Again, there's that added thing. All right, up next here. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Carlos, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. When Judge Kavanaugh went to high school, every ritzy high school had a Chrissy. So I don't necessarily think that her reputation being destroyed is going to make as much of a difference as his reputation being destroyed. But it isn't her that I blame. I blame in this the responsible senators or irresponsible senators of the Democratic Party that had this thing. It began, actually, the whole shenanigans began on election night when the defeated candidate did not go and tell the public, look, the president's been elected, you elected the president tonight, and I, as a responsible politician, responsible for political parties, to you, I'm telling you, go home and be calm and be good to America. No, she didn't say that, okay? And from that moment on, it has been shenanigans after shenanigans, and at the point it comes to this, to a Supreme Court judge of impeccable character being submitted to this in his nomination. This is a political party that doesn't deserve the name anymore.
No, I agree. So let me ask you this. How does the Democrats get punished for this? Because now that she's scared to testify, it shows that the people know it's fake. She had a 0% rating at college. Everybody hates her. They're expunging her whole record. They're running scared. Why were they dumb enough to try this, A and B? I think they should still have hearings and Kavanaugh should show up and they should expose all this.
Of course. And of course, they're supposed to be responsible, but it seems to me that the Republican Party is in a position to shame the Democratic Party. It loses its legitimacy. This is the party of John F. Kennedy and the party of President Carter. I mean, there are the presidents that have been responsible in their personal lives. The media was responsible. Senators were responsible. This is a point at which it looks to me like they've gone whole hog, morals out the window, and big salaries and insider trading advantages, et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. They're now a pure faction criminal organization. CNN is the criminal news network. They are a mob. They know they're a mob. They're not going to stop. They're a clear and present danger. They'll only stop once we stand up to them and let them know that we're done with them. Thank you so much, Carlos. We're going to go to Madison after we go to Miguel. Miguel in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air.
I got a point that I haven't seen made in any of the mainstream news, and I'm just wondering why. They did this at the 11th hour, so Kavanaugh doesn't have any recourse. If they would have brought this out in the hearings, then there could have been a dialogue. There could have been a back.
Well, that's what Trump said. Actually, Trump pointed that out, that if you had any teeth to this, Feinstein would have brought it up when Kavanaugh was in front of her for 8 hours on a couple days. But instead they didn't. What does that tell you?
There's a reason for it, too. See, what they're trying to do, because of this upcoming election, it's not even about Kavanaugh. It has nothing to do with him. They're tarnishing his name, but they're doing it to get votes. All of those women that went to Trump because they were ready for a woman president, just not that one, they're trying to get them back. And that's how I believe they think they're going to win their Senate seats.
Well, that's it. But I mean, I think women are smarter in the main than hearing all this. I think women overall see through this pandering. Oh, we're the Democrats. We want to protect you from evil men. Oh, meanwhile, I'm Hillary Clinton. I'm Bill Clinton. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. And this is their underhanded tactics. This is how they do it. They know they can't get you in the courts. They know they can't get him in the hearings because he is unimpeachable. So they're doing these underhanded tactics. So he can't. He doesn't have any way to defend himself. This woman won't testify now. All of a sudden, she says she doesn't want to. Why? Because there's nothing to it. And they just wanted to put a stain on this election to swing back some of those female voters.
That's right. And that was the calculus. This is a fraud. We know it's not true. But it'll hurt Kavanaugh. But it'll really get women mad at Trump. It'll bring that back up and make it an election issue, which is 40-something days out. That's exactly right. Thank you for the call, Miguel. We're going to come back from break. We're going to go to Madison and Wild and Duncan and Alex and Zach and RJ and Steve and so many others, Jason in Canada that are holding. This is just such big news, these high school annuals. And it makes me think back to the 80s, how wild they were. And it was not a good thing, by the way, because I was not even amongst the most wild. And it was wild. It was wild. I mean, everybody thought life was risky business or something. And you look at this and you see what a tart she is in these high school annuals. And then she's this big flamboyant liberal professor, this activist, and then she's this big abortion company promoter. And then she's going after Kavanaugh, and it makes total sense. These are just mercenaries. These are just people that will do whatever it takes in the corporate structure to climb the ladder. The left aren't the left, folks. They are a group of foaming at the mouth political opportunists. Hour number three with your calls. Laura Loomer on real Democrat assaults on women. This is a big global bombshell in the next hour. And the racism ties to the Kavanaugh accuser.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.